It's now time for our Horton Locker Room Chat here on KNZA. It's brought to you by Union State Bank. Brandon Tabman now joined by the Horton girls basketball coach, that is Gary Sorensen. And coach, we'll talk about the sub-state tournaments that are all set coming up here momentarily, but your team in a makeup game on Monday go to ACCHS and you get a nice win, 56-52. What'd you like about your team's performance on Monday?
Well, we really put together a full game. Our kids played hard, played well. We hit some shots and it was a really good game. We're playing our best basketball right now, but a lot of things going on. We got sickness, we got some injuries, but everybody does this time. It was a good win for us.
Do you feel like it was almost much needed? You'd been going through a little bit of a tough stretch, and you still got Oskaloosa to close out the regular season on Friday before Substate next week. But did you feel like you kind of needed that one just for the confidence standpoint?
Well, you betcha. There's nothing like getting a win, and our kids were real excited. One of the things we're working on is learning how to win, and it was a big game for us. Again, our kids played well enough, and down the stretch we held them off, and so we're ready to start the sub-state action. And we got a big game on Friday. They're all big. When you're a high school kid, you get 20 games, and you better be ready for all of them.
Yeah, no doubt. And, just your coaching career, you have such a well-known factor here in this area, coaching teams in the NEKL for so long back in the day, and now you come back after a layoff and you get this Horton Chargers team who had struggled a year ago, but definitely had seen improvements. How would you kind of assess your first year back here with the Chargers?
Well, it's sure been up and down, but I so enjoyed the girls. They're very coachable. We're improving, and it was a lease on my career. It's been fun, and hopefully we can do it again another year and see how we go.
Well, let's talk about Substate next week. The tournament's all set, and this is one of the more certainly challenging substates that Jefferson County North is hosting. And I would say there's kind of some good news and some bad news here. The good news is you get yourself out of that play-in game, so you get more time to rest, get more time to practice. But the bad news is you get the league champs in Moore Hillmounts Academy in that first game. So what's kind of the early assessment? Very familiar with the Ravens. You've seen them multiple times, but obviously a tough matchup.
You are right. There's good news, bad news. The good news is, we played them twice, and so we kind of know what they're going to do, and they kind of know what we're going to do. And they're a really good ball club. They've got six seniors. They're well coached. And it's not a great first-round matchup, but neither would have been Riverside or JC. It's a tough substate. So hopefully we can come in and play a good ball game and go from there.
Well, you certainly shot a little bit of life back into the program, coming back and certainly seeing, some ebbs and flows, but certainly on the way up, and I'm sure people in the community certainly proud of what you guys have done to this point, but still a lot to go. You'll get Oskaloosa Friday to wrap up the regular season portion of the schedule, and then that matchup, the Moore Hillmounts Academy game, will be Monday night, 7 o'clock on the road. That's the 2-7 matchup in that JC in Substate. Gary Sorensen again joining us, Horton girls basketball coach, brought to you by Union State Bank. Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll do it one final time next week.
Okay, Brandon, well, it's good to have you back, and here we go.